When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Dick Butkus, who is the epitome of what a great defensive player is all about, joins us here on WGN. Dick used to work on WGN. Remember those days when you were our analyst, Dick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I broke every rule or violation of Marty Glickman's School of Broadcasting.
But you that's why people loved you, because there was a – I remember sitting on the couch and all of a sudden, I think it was Dent or Hampton forced a fumble, and you're screaming, "Get the ball! Get the ball!" That's what every fan is screaming. They don't want textbook broadcasters. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I was sort of a homer, but, you know, if I saw something that we weren't doing right, I'd also say that. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, if you're not excited about it, geez, I don't know. You know, people are at home and they're listening on the radio. You know, it's just like old-time radio, man. You got to get into it, and then they'll get into it.
Do you miss those days? I know you don't miss the travel and all of it, but do you miss the 3 hours in the booth when you were there with Wayne and Hub?
No, I do. You know, that was the whole problem, was the travel. Otherwise, see, for me, from living out here in California, I would, you know, I'd have to take a regular flight and get a cab, which was like $90 or $100 going to Pontiac Stadium in Detroit. Whereas if you're there, you can just travel with the team on the team plane at the team hotel, so it makes it a lot easier. So it. You know, I do it for about 8 or 10 years, and it just got to be a little bit too much travel.
Today, Phil Emery took some heat from Robbie Gould over the last 24 hours. Phil said, "I'm not negotiating with anybody. There'll be no contract extensions during the season. I don't care who plays well, who doesn't. I'm not going to discuss it." And Robbie Gould said to him, "That's foolish. You should be locking up core guys, or it's going to come back to haunt you." Do you think Robbie's right, or do you think the Bears are right having 43 guys in the final year of their deal?
Whoa, that's, you know, I got to go along with Robbie a little bit there. I mean, you've got to have some idea of who you want, you know, to build this team with going on past this year. Otherwise, you're going to be starting from scratch every year. You know, and then you've got... You know, you've got the salaries, the, you know, who gets what, and what are the priorities. I think they ought to come to some kind of a meeting and get some done, or at least talk to some that, you know, otherwise you have a potential with the way the guys are jumping of losing some key players.
What would you do with Cutler? Final year of his deal, hasn't quite reached the level everyone thought that his skill set would demand that he play at. Would you sign him now because there's nothing better out there, or would you let him go through the year and see if he proves it?
Well, I don't know his situation. I don't know if his people are bugging the Bears to let's get a deal done.
He says no. He says he'll wait till the end of the year when he's a free agent.
No, that's fine. That's fine. And, you know, he has a good year, just like, you know, what Ryan and Flacco did. You know, Ryan signs today for a big number, and Flacco, he played it out last year. There's, you know, so I think Cutler will be fine. I mean, you know, the way they're compensating now, even the Bears, I think that's fine. Wait till next year.
When you look at this Bears team, Lovie Smith leaves, the staff turns over. Is that a tough thing for a team that won 10 games last year to have a coaching staff change and still try and be as successful as they were under Lovie? They won 10 ball games.
Well, that's true, but sometimes change is good. It gets everybody, you know, a little bit more into it, I think, as far as the players are to prove that they belong, and you know, how much could they really change the systems? I don't think that's such a big deal. You've got a pretty good core there, and new guys come in, it just might add a little zip to the whole thing, the whole picture. So, I, you know, when we had in my experience, when we had gone from Halas to Dooley to Gibran, I mean, it wasn't, you know, I mean, we adapted. It's no big deal.
Hey, Dick, Mark Carman. Mark Trestman is saying the Bears are going to practice at 7:30 in the morning. How would that have gone over for you? 7:30 a.m., want to see you up and early.
Fine. I would have been there probably earlier from the night before. you know, this practice, I mean, come on. I mean, this new collective bargaining deal that they signed, I mean, can they, I don't know, maybe I misread it somewhere, but can they actually do double sessions?
No.
In a row?
No doubles.
That's what I thought. That's what I heard. So getting up and practicing at 7:30 is, I'd kiss the grass because, you know, you'd only have to go out there once or whatever. No. And you know, as far as hitting, what we used to do, it was, you know, when we used to go down to Rensselaer and had six exhibition games, more or less, you know, that was like seven weeks of training camp, and we hit every day. So, no, I don't care what time it is. You be there.
We're talking to the Hall of Famer, Dick Butkus. I was sitting at a golf tournament, and sitting there was Jimbo Covert, Olin Krutz, Pat Manley, Roberto Garza, and Glenn Kozlowski. And Covert said to the current players, he said, A, you want to know why you guys don't win? Because your training camp is like going on vacation at Club Med. He said, we used to hit 2 and 3 times a day for 4 to 6 weeks. When the season started, we were ready to play football. You guys aren't. And the players said, no, it wears us out. He said, no, you're just not tough enough. You guys aren't prepared right. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes. I mean, I don't care what they say, what I call hitting shape. You don't get hitting shape by practicing with shoulder pads and a helmet and shorts. I just feel that it's been true my whole career. You know, to learn to tackle right, you got to actually tackle. It could be dangerous and you could get hurt, but that's the way it is. I mean, some of the way the guys tackle now, I mean, a lot of them don't know how. They're flying at people, and it's either hit or miss. No getting on balance to make a hit, and if you have a chance to really label someone, you do it. No, I totally agree with Culver.
All right, now you have a great charity event coming up, the Butkus Sports Legacy Event Info. You say the real heroes in organized sports are youth sports volunteers and coaches. And so you and a number of sports legends initiating a Chicago Sports Legacy event August 3rd at Soldier Field in conjunction with that night's Bears Family Fest. Tell us a little bit about this, because you've been in this studio, you've always wanted to give back.
Well, we have a program called I Play Clean, the Butkus Foundation, and that's where we're trying to educate kids to, you know, to stay away from steroids and just to train hard, eat well, and play with an attitude. And we had some meetings and discussions with the Bears and the Blackhawks, and they jumped on it right away. And, you know, who instead of honoring, you know, old players and everything, which is quite all right, we just felt, well, let's get to the bottom of this. Where do you really start your careers? You know, I of course, I didn't have Pop Warner or, you know, a formal football before high school, but my guy was Bernie O'Brien, and he was my guy, coach at CVS, and I was fortunate to have two other guys, Pete Elliott and Bill Taylor at Illinois, and then finally, my first, 6 years was George Halas. So getting to the kids early, how do you do that? Well, you do it with youth football, youth coaches, even before they get to high school. Because I'm telling you, this, you know, we still, our research shows that there's still well over 400,000 kids are still experimenting with steroids. And we're trying to get this message out. And what better way to have some help in doing this is by education and educating the youth youth coaches who are working with these kids at an early age. It's never too early. And the reason I say this is because at one of my deals, I was at an appearance and a coach, a Pop Warner coach came up, And he was talking about the play clean campaign, this and that. And he says, you know what, Dick, I finally had to have a meeting with my 9-year-old team's parents. And I said, really, about what? He says, do you know that after the pregame warm-ups and everything, they would make the kids run back to the parking lot and chug 2 cans, and I won't give them a credit of naming the thing, but it was these energy drinks. They had to chug 2 of them before they went back. 9 years old.
Jeez.
Now, come on. So this goes along with, you know, our idea here. Hey, we've got, you know, we're trying to educate kids, but Jesus, we got to start educating the youth coaches also. It's not right.
Absolutely agree with you. And you've always talked about with the state, with the Play Clean campaign.
Right. And you know, so we asked and talked and had meetings with the Bears. The Blackhawks are on deck. That's why the Bears are helping us out with this. You know, it's sort of like a fundraiser, but, you know, we don't expect to make anything. We'll probably lose money the first year out. But we want to recognize some coaches, and we're not going to go ahead and pick people just because they've got the best win records all the time or whatever. We want to, you know, classy people that are helping their kids, and we're getting cooperation from the Bears and the Blackhawks. For starters, we hope to get all professional teams in Chicago on this hopefully soon, but the Bears and the Blackhawks have stepped up, and they're going to, you know, submit some names and who they think and that, you know, that they work through youth groups, who these guys, the real heroes are. You know, who helped Derrick Rose? And, you know, I was trying to prepare for this, and I was going to name all the Chicago athletes that were born and raised in Chicago and went on, and it's too long to even mention the names.
Dick, I'm assuming.
Go ahead.
I'm assuming that you saw the Ryan Braun story. What do you think should happen to a guy like that who blatantly lies and then is caught and now suspended for 65 games?
Well, it's like a lot of the other players are saying. They ought to can them. I mean, it should be a suspension, one and out. You know, the sad part of it, the guys that are clean, I mean, they're the ones that, you know, if they work hard and they train hard and they eat well and they become successful, there's always this cloud. Okay, what's he on? You know, and it's getting to a point to me where, and even when I've been out talking to people, it just doesn't seem like anybody. It's no urgent thing. It's you know, hey, if they want to do it, let them do it or whatever. And of course, the athletes are doing it to make a big score with their. You know, I actually heard from a hitting instructor from a team which I'll not mention, but that's what they do. You know, last year their contract, they jump on the HGH or whatever. They might usually hit 30, 35 homers. Now they're corking 40, 45. They sign a big contract, and they go right in the toilet when they get off the stuff. So I commend the baseball for what they're trying to do. You know, and just like Pete Rose said, hey, you know, I gamble. Okay, I'm suspended. This guy struck out two, three times with Peds, and he gets a suspension of so many games. But that's baseball, and you know, that's their deal. But I don't want kids looking, I'm going to take a chance because I'm only suspended, you know. But if you're talking about, hey, you're going to cut out totally, you're going to be out of it of something or a game that you really love to do, I think you'd think twice. And what they should be educated enough to know that, like my cardiologist said, this is a health issue with kids in their adolescent years. I mean, it's he proved it. He did a test. He filed it to the cardiology medical center journal, and he had a bunch of powerlifters, weightlifters. I think one was a former Mr. Universe. All known, they all. That were on steroids, and every one of them, they had the circulation system of someone 30 years older than them. And that's when he came to me and he said, hey, Dick, you know, kids in high school or whatever taking it, it becomes a health issue, you know, not only, you know, whatever, it's a health issue. And, you know, I've met a dozen parents who have lost their either son or daughter to suicide coming off this crap. And so, you know, what more can you do? I don't know. And, you know, what we're trying to do is just educate people. You know, that's about all we can do. And you're going to have people, you know, like youth people or high school coaches. You know, I've come across people saying that even the coaches were selling, all this protein powder and whatever.
Yeah, the supplements. All right, we got to get off the Cubs baseball. I'd love to get you back, but I want people to know ButkusFoundation.org, and they can come out. It's a phenomenal event, August 3rd at Soldier Field in conjunction with the Bears Family Fest. Bears, Blackhawks, U of Illinois will co-host the event at the Zurich Skyline Suite. You can enjoy the event, take in the Bears practice, fireworks from the suite. They've got partnership packages. Just go to the website, ButkusFoundation.org. Proceeds support activities of the nonprofit Butkus Foundation and the youth charities of participating pro franchises. I appreciate you taking time. I had a nice time with your son, Matt, the other day, and I hope we get a chance to see you when you get to town next week.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks. All the best.
You got it.
There he is, the Hall of Famer, Dick Butkus. Again, go to his website, ButkusFoundation.org, a nonprofit foundation. They're doing phenomenal work.